Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In our Old Testament lesson for today, we have the familiar story of calling and sending of Moses. It takes place in the wilderness of Sinai. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, who was a priest of Midian, and he led the flocks to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God, also known as Mount Sinai. Does this ring any bell with any of you? The angel of the Lord appears to Moses in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. The bush was burning, but it was not consumed. Then the Lord speaks to Moses. He calls himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to show the connection to the covenant he has made with the children of Israel. He tells Moses, "I have seen, I have heard, I know, I have come." Then God reveals to Moses the part Moses will play. Then he is the one the Lord has chosen to deliver his people from the Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. He tells Moses that he has been willing and prepared for the task. He knows Egypt, having been raised in the Pharaoh's court. He knows the land, though, which he is called to lead the Israelites because he has been tending his father-in-law's sheep in that area. Still, Moses is not happy about the call. His response is, "Who am I? Why do you want me? I do not want to do it. I cannot do it." The Lord tells Moses that he will be with him when he should be enough for him. But Moses asks for more signs. Moses asked God who he should tell the people sent him. And God replies to them, "I am who I am." Which in the Hebrew can be translated, "I will be what I will be and I am what I am." Moses is also to tell the people that the divine name is associated with a covenant made with their father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I must admit that I get a little weak in the knees when I review Moses' story. Moses was 80 and I'm 81. Moses was being asked to return to a country where even after 40 years he still was wanted for murder. He had to comfort the leader of the country and demand that because of his abuse of the children of Israel, he needs to release them from slavery. It would be a daunting task. I am sure I would react just as Moses did. But what about you and me today? God has extended his covenant to include us. He grafted us into his vine. He has sent Jesus to redeem us. He gave his son to win forgiveness and life everlasting by his death on the cross. He showed himself and his great love for us by that amazing sacrifice of his son. He showed himself by his love, and Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. I am the good shepherd. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am your Redeemer. I have come that you might have life. I never leave you or forsake you." By grace we have been changed into Christ. Now we are called upon to serve him. By sharing the message of salvation, by ministering to people who have spiritual or physical needs, by loving and serving one another, then maybe we won't say, "Why me? Can't someone else do it? I'm afraid. I'm too busy. I'm not qualified." But instead say, "Here am I. Send me." Amen.